Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the appeal courts on Tuesday reserved its decision over an 82-year-old grandfather jailed for shooting a man who was attempting to steal electricity cables. The pensioner's lawyer, Maria Neofitu, explained that he is still under observation at the Limassol General Hospital and also produced medical records regarding doctors' instructions for further monitoring. She also said he has been fitted with a heart monitor. The court asked why the man has been held in Limassol rather than at the central prison in Nicosia, and Neofitu clarified that it was not the 82-year-old's decision. She said it was in fact because it was perceived to be better for him to remain in Limassol, as it is in closer proximity to the doctors who have experience dealing with his conditions. Moving on, the Amalthea Plan, Cyprus's humanitarian aid corridor to Gaza, is to continue despite Israel's reprehensible attack on aid workers, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Tuesday. Speaking at Nicosia's 14th Economic Conference, he said Cyprus has succeeded with the creation of the Amalthea Initiative to be part of the wider effort to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. This, he said, has been done with the strong support of our partners such as the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and the European Commission. There were many who expressed doubt that such an initiative could be carried out, he said, adding that the Amalthea Initiative is now set to complement other routes, such as the overland through Egypt and by air from Jordan and other countries. Moving on, with women giving birth to 1.4 children, Cyprus falls way below the level of fertility needed to replace the population, which stands at 2.1, the House Ad Hoc Demographics Committee heard on Tuesday. The head of the committee, Elam MP Linos Papayannis, highlighted the persistently low birth rate in Cyprus, despite what he referred to as appropriate measures taken by the welfare ministry. He claimed that the birth rate in the native population was even lower, at 1.2 births. Additionally, he cited data provided to the committee by the Institute of Demographic and Immigration Policy, indicating that in public lyceums, 84% of students are Cypriot nationals, while 60% are third country or EU nationals. Meanwhile, if the ongoing traffic issues in Limassol are not properly addressed, people's quality of life will deteriorate very quickly, Transport Minister Alexis Vafeadis said on Tuesday. He was speaking at the For Limassol conference at Frederick University, where he stressed the need to study the challenges posed by the recent significant development of the city. Vafeadis reiterated the importance of implementing the Sustainable Urban Mobility Plan by 2026. However, with the projected pace of the development in Limassol, the plan alone will not suffice, he said. We need to implement it and do even more. Until the implementation of the plan, temporary measures must be taken as the traffic problem persists and people are essentially trapped in their cars, the transport minister said. And staying in Limassol, the city dominated the real estate market in 2023, accounting for 41% of the total sales value across the country in a year a Deloitte report published on Tuesday described as record-breaking. The Cyprus Real Estate Review 2023 revealed that last year closed with a total of 25,400 transactions and €5.6 billion in value. Limassol continued to dominate the market, the report said. All other cities, except for Larnaca, recorded marginally lower sales value compared to 2022. According to the report, this is the third consecutive year that Larnaca has shown growth, almost doubling both in value and volume of transactions since 2020. And finally, Christodoulos Patsalidis was sworn in as central bank governor in a ceremony at the presidential palace on Tuesday morning. Patsalidis was sworn in by President Christodoulidis and described his appointment as an extraordinary honor. He promised to fulfill his duties to the highest possible extent. The bank's reputation depends on the pillars of sustainable development that the government has put in place through surplus budgets, financial stability and reforms, among other things, Patsalidis said. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.